We're all getting ready for Christmas. Most importantly, we are getting ready to decide the fate of Rivers State and Nigeria in the forthcoming elections. Campaigns are already ongoing, intense for some political parties. Others are still playing catch-up. But regardless, well, campaign season is on. Now, something interesting happened at the State House of Assembly on the 12th. You might have heard it on the news. The Rivers State House of Assembly, the Speaker of the House, Ikunyawaji Igbani, directed that all residential buildings that were converted for commercial purposes in the old GRA be reverted back to its original purpose. It wasn't just that. The major part of it was that the Speaker of the State Assembly gave this directive when the House passed the River State Advertisement Use of State-Owned Property Prohibition Bill 2022 into law. And of course, various reactions have been greeting this particular development. We already had the executive orders 21 and 22, which many also were frowning upon, and this has come up. Now, the conversation this morning doesn't just look at this, but the public hearing that was held before this bill was passed into law. Well, my guest this morning is the chairman, Civil Society's Organization in Rivers State, NFR, George Will. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Rivers people.
Mr. George Will was there at the public hearing, I'm sure. Yes, he was.
Sure,
amongst other civil society groups and civil society organizations that were present as individuals as well to witness the proceedings, ask questions, and make relevant contributions, which many would say is what a public hearing is held for. Anyways, how did that public hearing go? How did the House arrive at passing this bill? What contributions were made? Which ones were looked at and which ones were thrown away? All of those conversations we'll be having this morning here on the show. Meanwhile, you can be a part of the conversation on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH. There's a question up for you on Facebook we need you to react to. The State House of Assembly has been coming under a lot of scrutiny in recent times, and we need to get your opinion. So far, would you say that the Rivers State House of Assembly is performing its legislative duties effectively? That's a question for you to respond to. And so you can do that by getting on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH or on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. You can also send WhatsApp messages to 0809-030-6416. I go over to my guest in the studio now, Mr. George Will. You were present at the hearing. How did it go? Let's start from there.
I lack words to actually describe it, but I'll try. What happened here was with greatest respect to members of the House of Assembly, specifically the committee members, headed by the Right Honorable Edison Ehe, who incidentally is the Deputy Speaker of the House. What happened here was pathetic. First is that the stakeholders that were invited, we are shocked that the only set of persons who were there are civil society organizations. That's our coalition, civil society coalition that was there, as the Rivers State Civil Society Organizations. First, that was the first observation that we had, you know, and that every other person in that very small hall that they used for that public hearing was agent of government. In fact, either state or local government.
How did you arrive at that?
No, because we introduced ourselves.
Okay.
In fact, the whole of the persons who were there, I am sure, just so I don't give fake figures, it should be more than 30. For a public hearing as sensitive as this, for a public hearing that has a lot to do with elections.
So we didn't have landlords or property owners in the areas that was really affected by that?
Nothing. If you even look at the proposed bill, you know, that we challenge, and we'll come to that. You realize that political parties are actually affected. In fact, let me say here that the whole of that bill, you know, the whole of that bill is targeted at political parties. You'll be shocked to know that, Andrew, that even political parties were not invited. It is that bad. I said that 90% or more of the persons who were in that public hearing were agents of either the state or the local government. The only person that is from even the federal government is NSCDC. That's the only person. Outside that, those outside government, it is only myself, the PRO of our CESO coalition, and two other of our members. Only. We are the only non-state actors that were in that public hearing. Now, Andrew, that is the first observation. Mm. The second is that the invitation came to us around Friday, close of four, that's on the 9th. For a public hearing as sensitive as this, you want to invite stakeholders for public hearing so they can give their own memoranda and maybe make arguments or advance for or against the proposed bill. You didn't give them at least 3 days' notice. You didn't even give them at least, say, 48 hours' notice. You are giving them a notice on the 9th of December, which is on Friday after close of work, and they should appear on Monday.
Perhaps the argument of the government in this would be, is there any standard procedure? I think you should tell us for how these things are carried out or conducted. Is there a standard procedure for notice and everything that you've mentioned?
Andrew, it is not...
Because you would look at the argument of the government.
Yes.
The government might argue that, well, we held a public hearing. That's what would be said. And we invited you. That's also what would be said. But we are trying to analyze the process and the procedures. So is there a standard procedure as to how this should be done or should have been done?
Very well, Andrew. You see, we should be very careful when we want to use laws and rules to cage ourselves when we are making sensitive laws that will affect all of us. Because in any case, like I said in the public hearing, that all of these persons who are in the other side, that's who are in government today, it is very possible that some of them who are contesting election may lose elections, so they will join us. So what the implication of that statement is that you don't make a law because it will benefit you at the immediate. Now, the reason why I'm saying this is this. You don't say because the law says you should do public hearing, therefore you can do it haphazardly. I have said here that this is a very sensitive law. In fact, it is the most contentious issue in River State as of today. Why? Because, like I said, the whole of that law is just, the whole of that bill, sorry, because it's yet to be accepted into law, the whole of that bill is just to legalize the illegal executive order 2122 of the River State Governor. That's your opinion. Yes, I understand that opinion.
When I spoke with the PDP Publicity Secretary,
yes,
he says the idea is, to the aesthetic of those areas, properties the government has built should not be defaced and used for posters and all of that would dirty the environment technically. I'm just trying to paraphrase what he meant from what he said. And that's one reason why the aesthetic of those areas should be taken care of. Which brings me to the question, if the idea is to perhaps foster the goal of the current administration, which is trying to build, according to the plan, a new River State with proper urbanization, why wasn't this? Do you think you have you could arrive at a reason why you think the government didn't take this approach 2, 3, 4 years ago if its aim was to indeed improve on the aesthetic of those areas?
Andrew, I'm very happy that you have you have been in and out in this. But what I mean by that is that you have actually said, okay, this might be the mind of government. They want to make sure that they keep government facilities clean and fine for all of us. The property belongs to all of us and all that. But I equally like the last part of your comment, that why was it not done long before now? And that brings us to the reason why we are saying that the intendment of that law, as far as we are concerned, from what played out, is that the River State House of Assembly just want to legalize, I repeat, the illegal executive order 2122 of the River State Government. Let us move on. Now, when you invited stakeholders for a public hearing on a Friday, on a contentious issue, on a Friday after close of work. We got that letter after close of work on Friday. Now, on Monday, for a contentious issue, on Monday, of course, you and I know, is a working day. Everybody is trying to struggle to eat. On Monday, you are 8 a.m. You are invited. You brought the document, close of work. On Monday, you are inviting them for Monday, 8 a.m. For a bill as sensitive as that, even if the bill is not a sensitive bill, for instance, you don't even do that. But now, your question of whether there are standard procedures, we were invited during the PIE, that's at the National Assembly. We are given enough time. If you follow that event, You know, some of us were given even a week time. Now, because this is a very sensitive, the reason is this. This is a very sensitive deal. Now, you didn't give people enough time. You didn't give them 1 week. You didn't give them 3 days. You didn't give them 2 working days. You didn't even give them, one full working day. You know?
Comparing this to other public hearings that you've attended, still organized by the State House of Assembly here in the state, can you say there is much of a difference? We know that we've had the gender mutilation at the time that was on. There was a public hearing on that bill. I think even for the women sharing, rights of women in sharing properties and all of those bills that came up, they had public hearings with traditional rulers and all were involved. I don't know if you were part of that.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the other public hearings that you've had before bills were debated upon and then eventually passed into law, would you say that there's a similar approach with those as to what happened with this particular one?
First, let me say that in all of that, you can even see the sequence. There were radio announcements for that, paid by government.
Of course, I think we had a few.
Very well. You understand? Did you get for this? I'm asking. Did you either in passing? Did you hear?
None that I'm aware of.
Very fine. And I have appeared in several media platforms in River State here. All of them are saying they didn't get any invite. Let me even tell you how bad it is. It is so bad that for something as sensitive as this, just 4 media houses were there, no TV. Just 4. For a deal as sensitive as this, you didn't invite political parties, you didn't invite landlord association, you didn't invite owners of these, because of course one of the major hits is that people who converted private houses to commercial reasons. So you're supposed to invite beyond landlords, you're equally supposed to invite owners of those businesses. All of these persons, all of the category of persons were not there. When we even let's still move on. Now the argument that they want to make sure that the place government property is fine and what have you. There is already an existing urban law that takes care of that. Already existing. But now, what happened? What actually happened at the public hearing? Do you know that the public hearing are sensitive as this? The members of the committee were forcing us to make our position in two minutes. In fact, I have been part of several public hearings, both at the National Assembly. What they do most times, though not constitutional, or there is no rule like you asked the earlier time. But what they do is that they ask who and who have dropped their memoranda. When they will now, based on those who have dropped, they will now ask you to come and defend your position. When you are through, sometimes they give you 10, 20 minutes, depending on the mood of the committee. Then they now, they will still come back again. Those who didn't drop memoranda but have opinions, they will not hear from those opinions. Do you know that we are boxed into two minutes? That is, whether you have, first of all, even those who didn't have memorandum, because they didn't want to hear from us first, because because of the time they even invited these stakeholders. Do you know, even those who are from government, in fact, the Attorney General's office, they not brought the memorandum. No, they didn't bring. But yet they insisted that even those who didn't bring should, like, for example, the Office of Attorney General and other government officials should speak first. And everybody was boxed into two minutes. The whole of that public hearing, as sensitive as that public hearing, the whole of it didn't last up to 1 hour. They came around 15 minutes after 10, because we are timing them. For public hearing, it's supposed to be by 8 a.m. They started around 15 minutes after 10. Before 15 minutes after 11, public hearing is over. They said we should pray. And I asked them a question. Why are we in a hurry? First of all, we are few. Then why don't you allow us ventilate, make positions for and again? Why are you in a hurry? But look at what broke the camel's back. While we are complaining and murmuring, members of our organization have said, okay, let's go to the NUJ secretariat, your secretariat. So because it's just opposite. Let's have conversation around what has happened and how do we respond to the chubby way and manner the public hearing was carried out. Do you know that before we spent 15 minutes at the, what's it called, NGC Secretariat, we heard that they have already passed the bill. So the question is, what time did they look at our memoranda? What time did they even look at the arguments for and against? What time did they even look at? So you mean that they already, as far as we are concerned, our position is that it is clear that public hearing was just done for making up this say and say we'll not do public hearing. Let it not be that we didn't do public hearing. It was just for the formality. They had already prepared. How do you explain that in less than 30 minutes, a public hearing was held? That same day, in less than 30 minutes, the bill has been passed. You can imagine the height,
Mr.
George,
we have a short commercial coming up now. But what I could say for you was listening, you can get on Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH. And tell us, so far, would you say that the Revisited House of Assembly is performing effectively its legislative duties? Let us know what your opinion is. Share that with us on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, we are back, and on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and your comments have been coming in. Don't forget, on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. The use of state-owned property prohibition bill 2022 into law. Yes, it has. But then the process that led to it, the public hearing that was held, how was it? What was the process something that you would look at and say, yes, we're satisfied? Well, civil societies do not think that they are. Civil organizations do not agree that justice was done. And I'm sure they have their concerns. My guest has been NFR George Real, Chairman, Civil Society Organizations in Rivers State. Shortly, I'll be asking him to tell us the grievances that the civil society organizations have and what their worries are concerning that particular bill, which is now law. Meanwhile, you tell us, would you so far say that the State House of Assembly has performed its legislative duties effectively? At Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. We'll open the phone lines as well, and let's hear from you this morning. 070-0923-0923. Again, 070-0923-0923. That's the number to call to be a part of the conversation this morning. We'll be taking a few of your comments on Facebook in just a few minutes. But first, let me get back to my guest in the studio. A lot that you've said about the process and how it went and the shocker that you had while you were at the NUJ Secretariat, and next thing you heard was that the bill has been passed. For you first, I think you should tell us, as a representative speaking for civil society organizations, or speaking for yourself, the State House of Assembly, how would you, so far, would you look at its performance? And what would you say about its performance?
Andrew, I have the mandate to speak for both myself and the civil society organizations in Rivers State. Our rating as far as this current assembly is concerned, in a ratio of 10, we can say it's 2:10. They have performed abysmally. In fact, they have treated government business like private business. May I inform you that in a democracy, the legislature or parliament is the most important organ. Why? Once a military dictatorship comes in, the first organ of government that is suspended is the legislature. Why? That is because the legislature make laws. They are representative of the people. When you hear government of the people, for the people, it's exactly the legislature. They all of us cannot go there. So everybody in Emoha now said, no, all of us cannot be in government. Has to checkmate the Leviathan, that's the governor, or the president, that's at the National Assembly. So, okay, let us look amongst ourselves. I said, okay, you, Samoge, go and talk for us at the House of Assembly. So it is expected that whatever Samoge will be saying, at every point in time, will be going back to hold meetings with people. I'm just giving an example. I'm not being particular by
what you think it should be ideal.
You understand? He will run a constituency office where people will be coming to be sharing ideas. It is expected that every weekend, or depending on how his schedule allow him, or if, maybe monthly, he comes back, interface with the people, say, okay, what do you think? What should we do? In the budget here, for instance, he will come and say, okay, what prepared budget, this budget, what do you think we should put in the budget that will help MOA constituency? I don't know if you're getting my point. So it is even people, are interested in who becomes governor and president, but I think we are making mistakes in Nigeria. We have to be interested in whoever represents us as the House of Assembly at the both chambers of the National Assembly. Because if you have a docile assembly, with greatest respect, the way you have now in Rivers State, and I dare to say by extension Nigeria, but worst, because at the National Assembly, at least you can see them, at least, well, even if it is pretense, you see them dragging Mr. President, some persons calling him, you know, to ask security questions, people are even threatening for him to be sacked and all that. Do you hear anything here? What we see here is more like the members of the House of Assembly in River State are actually members of Governor Wike. That's the position of the River State Civil Society Organizations and equally myself, that the current assembly, with greatest respect, have treated assembly the parliament business as though they are private business. And I think it's pathetic. And nothing expose them more than this current bill. It was a charade. They forget so easily that some of them will leave office in the next 4-8 years. They forget so easily that some of them may not even return at this election cycle that is coming up. They forget so easily. So they just feel like they are serving themselves, serving the governor, and not even the people that elected them have been issue. And we think that this will stop. I think we would maybe when we go on, would look at the gray areas in the laws that we are quarreling.
That's where we're going to next. But before we do that, let's open the phone lines and hear from our listener. 0700923 0923 is the number to call. 0700923 0923. You can also reach us on 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0002. You can also call 0817 923 0003 or 0817 923 0007. On Facebook Live, we have a few comments here. Sunday Aswa Michael says they've done well, but in some certain aspect or areas they have not. Some of these executive orders aren't necessary. Ihien Ichuku Alaribe says they are not performing their duties effectively due to the executive head who controls them in everything they do. They should be checkmated. They should be checkmating the executive arm, but by ensuring the interests of the people are well represented. Also, curtail unnecessary expenditure done by the executive by giving away billions and millions of naira to states and organizations in the country during and after PDP presidential campaign and primary election. Somina Erekosima says, nope, they are just a rubber stamp of the executive and appendage of the governor. Go on to the phone lines. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Shemi.
You're welcome.
Yes, good morning to my fellow alumni. Love you, anyway.
Special greetings.
My name is Samuel. I'm calling from Portsmouth. I want to show the size from the year 85 last year. Assembly, I think the worst performing assembly in the Niger Delta. I like this thing. If you check what happened with the issue of Omeya, it's a clear show of they have no control over the government. That it's like they are all family members of the governor. So anything the governor just speaks out, they agree, they pass the bill. They don't even give any room for public hearing. Okay, look at the budget, 2023 budget. There was no proper public hearing. The next thing we heard is passed. The next thing we are hearing, they are trying to pass it. Actually, the shenanigans of this politician are just too much.
All right. Thank you very much. Andrew Info, good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Morning to you.
From Inkoro.
All right, go on.
Andrew, I don't agree with your guest because our House of Assembly in River State, they are doing very, very well. Enough with Mickey. When we can do it, they are telling him. When we can do the right thing, they are also telling. They are not robust. House of Assembly, you can see that they are passing a very good law. They are not even listening to Mickey. All of them are maybe are contesting election, all of them will come back. So thank you very much. God bless you.
Yeah, for all right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Nigerian, for good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
You're welcome.
Yes, Open Tima, let me greet an Epa Jogi.
Yeah, greet him. Well done, my brother.
Yes, an Epa Jogi, I must commend your courage to speak out the truth. Honestly, what we are having in River State is more or less a jamboree in our assembly. You understand? I don't know if any of us can recall that this same assembly rejected their own autonomy. You understand? Also, do bidding of executives. And just like you said, it's different from what we have in federal. Who of the assembly can be able to question any of the persons that have been appointed by the governor to be in terms of cleaning or of the NDA? This assembly, even when they pass the ticket, nothing, they did not even do proper scrutiny of the budget, or no public hearing of the budget. They just hurriedly pass the law just to ensure that they do the bidding of the executives. We have had it worse under this assembly. Ever since the River State Assembly, this is one of the worst assemblies, honestly. I think the focus now should be shifted from the kind of people that we select who will represent our assembly. Very, very important. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, Chima. Nigerian, for a good morning.
Good morning. You hear me?
You're welcome.
The way the executive field and House Assembly is doing, you know, they are all no very competed with them, so they have their head. So, and all I want the government to know is that nothing remains forever. Anything you throw up will not remain up if you take on that. There are some of these people is bringing today that we will act tomorrow. Look at the little one that is happening between him and Atiku now. He's crying out. And look at what he's doing to the people. Why not the static class of president of security, government of civil service, government of youth, where's that alternative power? Only the one that is benefiting. Well, I know God is alive. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. We'll take one more call, and then we get back to, okay, we lost that one. So tell us some of the discrepancies or some of the things that civil societies aren't comfortable with in that particular bill.
Very well. This is chief among them, so let me read it verbatim. Now, Section 1-2 of the proposed bill states, pursuant to subsection 2, any political party or group of persons, by whatever description, that intends to use as a campaign office or for campaign purposes any premises, building, or structures in a residential area situated in an urban area in the state must obtain the relevant permission from the commissioner responsible for urban development and physical planning, or a non-urban area in the state must obtain the relevant permission from the local government council. Now, comment, this is ultra-wires the Constitution. As a power to form political parties and regulations of political parties and its activities is an exclusive preserve of the federal legislation as captured in item 56 of the second schedule, Legislative Powers Part 1, exclusive list, Section 4 of the 1999 Constitution of Nigeria. That's our argument. That's because we know, like I have told you, that all of these things they are telling you they want to do prohibition, they are prohibiting nothing. It is targeted at political parties. And this is one of our major... Now, they are saying that.
But that the PDP is a political party.
Does
it have its structures in residential areas, its offices?
The PDP campaign office is in GRA. As the name goes, government residential area. Or is there any other meaning for residential in the GRA?
Well, we have stores in the GRA.
Very fine. No. I'm coming to that. I'm coming to that, Andrew. Now, our argument is that on issues bordering on elections, political party and its activities, it has been taken care of in item 56, and that it has given powers to the National Assembly to legislate. And the National Assembly, in its wisdom, has made a law called the Amended Electoral Act 2022, and that this law has taken care of issues surrounding political parties.
Doesn't the state also have the powers to make its own? The State House of Assembly isn't it empowered to look at laws in its within its domain to implement, regardless of what has been implemented at national level?
No, look at how our constitutional democracy works.
Because we know that there are certain bills or laws that have been passed nationally, but they're not domesticated here because perhaps the state here feels it has its own way of handling those issues.
No, you can look at how society works or look at how constitutional democracy works. On items that are clearly the exclusive reserve of the National Assembly, the state
cannot interfere.
Yes. Now, you don't, for example, like immigration, the state cannot say, we don't like the law made. No. I don't know, you can protest, the state can choose to protest.
So this was exclusively
Yes. So, and it is clear. And again, they are talking about commercial activities. We further argued that political parties are not commercial activities. Commercial activities are clear. You have mentioned store. You have mentioned, for example, clubs.
We have clubs. We have
churches.
Mm.
Churches
are not commercial.
Very well. No. Hold on. So if you say churches are not commercial, why are you calling political parties? Because if you go by the argument, if you are asking political parties to leave, you should as well ask churches to leave. So, but again, we are clear. We are saying that you cannot legislate on issues around. See, if you read the amended electoral act, specifically section 91 up to about 95, it clearly, it even warned state government not to use state institutions to interfere on the campaigns and activities of political parties. Now, hold on, sir. There is a reason for that. Do you know why? The Commissioner for Urban Development is most likely a member of a political party. The local government chairman is most likely a member of a commissioner party. So, Andrew, I want to ask you, in River State, are they members of political parties? For instance, in River State, they are members of a political party, right? Now, you are now saying that for me to do XYZ, I have to, one, take permission from a local government chairman.
Who is a member of that same political party? Who is contesting the same election?
Elections. Two, a commissioner who is equal to a member. Now, the powers to do all of these things have been vested in the Electoral Act, vested in the hands of INEC, the next institution that the Electoral Act gives power to regulate issues around this is the police. Now, why did the draft men of that law, why did they put it in the hands of either chiefly INEC and in some areas, like for instance, if you read the Electoral Act, if two political parties are having contention in, say, using a primary school, for example, I'm just giving an example, and they're having contention, they want to use it on tomorrow, Friday. It is not the job of the government, though. Either state or federal or local. It is job of the police to say, no, come. Come. ZZZ, come. For peace to reign. You use it XYZ.
But local governments also play a role in approval, don't they? If those things are situated within their
For elections. Now, there is a reason. I'm giving you an idea why the Electoral Act vested it in these two institutions.
Unfortunately, because time will not give us all. We don't have all the time in the world to go through all the reasons.
Yeah.
You've said quite a few of them.
Yes.
And few points. We have to take some messages on Facebook first and see if we can let you wrap up in 1 minute.
Okay.
Baridon Noble says, good morning to you, Andrew, and your guests. The River State House of Assembly is only serving the purpose of the governor and not the public. Oh. Adi Oji says, the true fact about the bill is that it is politically politically motivated indirectly. Bruce Destiny says, no major news. Maybe you're coming late. This was sent almost how many hours ago? You didn't listen to the news. Jonah Alaminji Pekin Amakri says, the River State House of Assembly is not performing its primary duties effectively. They are stooges to the governor. Okay, your opinion. Stephen C. Ibudu says, how can any responsible citizen of the state agree or affirm to say that the president of the River State House of Assembly is performing its legislative duties effectively when the people cannot access state budget? Well, that's another point. Wrap up for us in less than a minute.
Okay. Now, first is that you are saying that people should get 5 million to pay 5 million naira to use a facility for elections. which is not within your powers. Now, if I am to use 100 spots for my election, that means I will pay 5 million naira multiplied by 100 spots. How do you do that? And again,
the PDP says, I spoke with the publicity secretary again, and he says the PDP already are planning ahead and trying to book for those venues that they will use.
No,
already.
No, I am saying that you don't even have the power, because there is a budget for every elections. For example, if I'm contested as of assembly, that is the electoral access will not exceed certain amount of money. So if I'm campaigning for 100 places, and you just for not for hiring bosses or what have you, just only for the venue.
What's the next step of the civil society organizations? Yeah. In few seconds, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Because this is already law.
For us. No, it's said to be assented by the governor. But let me say this. If the governor assented to that law and we confirmed that particular portion, this politics and election is part of it, we are saying that we are going to protest it. We are going to protest physically on the streets. We are going to protest this in court. I'm going to use everything humanly possible. We are saying that this bill is dead on arrival.
It is dead on arrival. Good morning.